We got a meeting coming up tonight. Can you tell us about that?
You bet. Tonight, of course, the meeting starts at 6:30. And if you're needing assistance, if you'll go to the east side of City Hall, go down to customer service door. If you'll go through that door and turn to your left, there's an elevator that'll take you to the second floor, and the meeting starts at 6:30. And I'm going to it's my fault. I was running behind, but kind of rushed through the agenda tonight for commission consideration. The consent agenda is, of course, where we take care of our paying our bills, and there's an appropriation that they will consider. Of course, we have commissioners will outline what's in that amount and where it's going. But there's also is the resolution to execute a mortgage release for a property. And this was a distressed housing loan, and they have paid that back. And so the city will remove that and allow the property owner's ownership. It is one of those, we have always comments from citizens that come in, and everyone is welcome. It is one of those that we learn every time that we hear citizens' comments. We know that there's some things we can't do, but it is one of those, good or bad, the commission understands. But you do have a voice, and so the comments from citizens are always welcome. And then we don't have any regular agenda items, public hearings, none. Old business, we do have the second reading of a noise ordinance, and that is just enforcement of noises that are considered repetitive and loud. It is one of those we want to always work with the public, and you know, our first initial is to come in contact and explain the situation, and majority of the citizens of Coffeyville do understand, and I think that's one. Just a little help and things get remedied.
Sure.
But our first resolution is the purchase order from Alger Martin, and it's for services to prepare a comprehensive facility plan for the water treatment plant. And what that is we need to analyze our water system. Of course, with age, there's always a need to what does need to be replaced and doesn't. But it is to sit there and look at our plant, and which is nearly 50 years old. It is to sit there and say, is there things that we should be doing and planning for the future? And that is considering replacement.
Mm-hmm.
So that is necessary. But it's for commission consideration. And then we have another study. It's the raw water pump house of the water treatment plant. And that's studying the whole system. We move on, and there's a purchase order, and it's another study. And that is for the study of the lines throughout Coffeyville, the water lines. It is one of those that some of our lines are 100 years old.
Sure.
And that's something that every city needs to understand and start a replacement plan. It is one of those that we hope to start that in the near future. And of course, we have a water pipeline system for 25,000 people, which we have 8,826. So we need to evaluate that and what we do need and what we don't need. And if we don't need that, we don't need to maintain that. So that goes on. And then we have a resolution, excuse me, with the Kansas Army National Guard. It is for their building out in the industrial park. It's a 5-year lease. We have done this before, and this was done years ago, and it was to allow the Army National Guard to use a building that the city owns in the industrial park. So that's something we've done before. And then there's a quick claim deed, and this is for 120 West Paul Street. The owner is performed and will perform taking care of the lot. It's an individual. It is one of those that once he fulfills his requirement, then that property would become his. And then, of course, we have a rezone of an owned by Peak Transload Terminal Services. It is a rezone, and what that is a company that's works with Coffeyville Resources, and this is along. It's where the transfer of oil to rail, and that is just rezoning that area. They're going to be doing some improvements, but that is along the rail system. And then, of course, we come down to it is the city will purchase real estate. It's at 302 E6, and that's to expand our pole yard. It's some property that's adjacent to what we call Gen 1 or whatever. It's over right next to this 302 East, and that just expands our pole yard for our electric system. And then we'll move to, and this is a grant. It's approval to Graham Construction, and that is for the Perkins Building. We applied for a grant, and of course, anytime you get a grant, you save the taxpayer money. So before the commission tonight will be the approval of that grant, and it'll be for repairs on the Perkins Building, which everyone knows is downtown. And then we move to a resolution for the purchase of materials, tile on our first floor expansion. And that goes before the city commission. We will eventually move in down to the first floor, and that's where engineering, code enforcement, and building inspection will be. And, of course, the next item is a city manager's report, where I give just another update and thank everybody. But that is kind of what's going to happen at the meeting. Sorry for rushing through it.
It's all right.
My fault. I was running late, but it's a busier meeting. And, of course, we welcome everyone to attend. It is one of those we learn from the public, and we can only get better if we hear what we might be doing right and wrong.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much. And 6:30 tonight.
You bet.
Mr. Mark Hall, Coffeyville City Manager. You're listening to KGGF Coffeyville.